Billy Nashville was wailing on a red Gibson he'd put stick-on gold letters up the body that read, Billy Six Gun. His real name, William Koznoski, wouldn't fit in neon, he claimed, so he changed it to a stage name he thought better suited to his debut in Nashville. None of us figured Billy had ever owned a gun, certainly never shot one, but Billy Six Gun only had to write ballads of bad marriages, drunken brawls, truck-driving romance, heavy drinking, and hard living. Well, he didn't know anything about those either, and Nashville wasn't waiting for him to learn, not when most of the songwriters came in from Hard Rock County, Tennessee, or Whiskey Creek, Kentucky, practically born with a guitar in their pudgy little hands and bottle-fed Jack Daniels. Poor Billy grew up in Olympia, Washington, then ended up on the South End where his parents moved here. Not exactly an early retirement. We all thought maybe his daddy should have gone to Nashville, with or without a six-string. Billy Six Gun, or Billy Nashville, or William G. Koznoski, he wasn't half bad on that cherry red Flying V Gibson. Trouble is, half the damn males in America aren't half bad either, and some of them write decent songs, and every now and then, one of them looks good on stage, unlike Billy. Well, music is like any art medium. It's hard, very hard, to make enough money to keep above water while you learn the ropes. And trust me, there are ropes. Some to hang yourself by, but some to swing to another level. If we made accountants work this hard for so little money, well, maybe this would be a world filled with song instead of one painted by numbers. Just my opinion, of course, not based on scientific data or really even much research. Billy still plays the open mic down at the South Grange every Wednesday night. He's talking about a tryout with American Idol. Good luck, Billy, I say, just don't be too disappointed. Don't quit playing, don't quit singing. And if you ever get despondent, consider this. There is no, and never will be, an American accountant. Because really, why would anyone with a soul care? Just my opinion, of course.